Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, last week you mentioned a runner that you knew that had been told that she, you know, basically had problems with her knees and running hurts her knees, and she didn't believe you, but you really kind of transformed her way of thinking. Can you talk about that in a little more in depth this week?
Sure. So most people, like, and when I was first starting running coaching, all those, it's funny now, but it's 30 years ago. I'm 54. So I was really young. In my 20s, and I didn't even know I had knees. And people were like, running's bad for your knees. And I was like, okay. And then people started to get hurt, and they'd always tell me my knees hurt. You know, so there's just this, so I was like, okay, I've got to, you know, figure out how can we help people's knees not hurt? Why are their knees hurting so bad when they run? Well, when I found Pose Method of running, it's the only method that's shown to reduce impact on the knee by 53%. That should have really sent the whole running industry off into wanting to run Pose Method, you know?
Right.
The challenge though, guys, and this is amazing, it's the bending of the knees. The reason that you can reduce impact in the knee joint in running is if you can keep the knee bent. Now, this is interesting. 99.9% of athletics uses this knee bend, if you will. Like every sport maintains this knee bent ready stance position, except for endurance running. Endurance running is the only, I don't know if you want to call it an event or a sport, where somehow they use knee extension as an action of the movement. In running, they teach what's called push off and knee drive. In fact, both of these actions are counterintuitive to running, and they both put so much load on the knee, like 3 to 5 times your body weight on that joint every time you extend that knee. So you're thinking, why are they telling people to do this? You know, I really don't get it. Well, when you bend the knee, when the knee is bent, the joint can both receive and absorb impact. And anyone that's jumped in their life, no one's ever yelled at you, land with your knees locked. I mean, no one. Like when you jump, your coach is yelling, soft knees, bend your knees. I mean, it's part of sport. It's a huge part of sport. The only way you can do quick feet, pick up your feet. The only way that elasticity can work is if the knee is bent. So it's so sad because all of these runners out there, recreational runners, are getting injured. 85 to 90% of runners are getting injured year after year after year, despite the cushion in the shoes.
Yeah.
And it's all because of that. And it wasn't like some conspiracy theory where like a bunch of people got together and said, we will not bend our knees.
Right, right. Like, we don't want people bending their knees. No, no.
It's because, unfortunately, it's not accepted. It's not, people's mind aren't open to the concept. I don't know how else to explain it. That when you start to look at running from a physiological standpoint, that knee joint cannot handle your body weight times 3 to 8 or up on an extended knee. And we're seeing it. I mean, all we see is IT band, shin splints, plantar fasciitis. I mean, it's like a continuation of pain. The more they cushion the shoe, the more they cushion the shoe. You guys have a cushion already. It's your knee joint itself, and it's already cushioned if you'll bend it. And the older you get, the harder it is to do that.
Can I also, like, I'm going to take you down a little path, but it goes down the leg. It's something that you show a lot in the clinics. You talk about heel striking, and you basically show people, can you jump on your heel? Like,
right.
No. You're like, you, if you try to jump, or I'm saying jump, but hop is really what you're doing. Can right. you hop from your heel? No, you hop basically off the ball of your foot, and you don't stay on your toes. Like, that's the other thing you show. Like, you don't hop off your toes. You hop off your foot with a bent knee, and you allow your body to use its natural spring ability. And so that too, like, is something that we don't talk about enough. We use words like, you know, extend your knee or push off your knee. And we'll say things like, heel strike or what's your foot strike? And these words are just incorrect because that's not what you're doing.
You know, it's funny when people talk about like, you're supposed to push off your big toe. Have you ever stubbed your
Sorry.
Toe?
Yes.
Like, where you've walked and you've hit your foot, it hurts so bad. And that's not even all of your body weight. So
right.
why would you think I'm going to push off 8 to 10 times my body weight off my toe? You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty awesome toe. But the reality is that when you leave the ground, the last thing that leaves is the toe.
Yeah.
So why do people think there's a toe off? Because that's what you see. Although
it's the last thing that leaves the ground,
but what's sad is by the time your toes are actually touching the ground as your foot leaves, you should have let go of the foot. The hamstring has already taken over. Sprinter,
right.
By the way, the best sprinters in the world, their foot is already pulling before it even touches the ground. People like Usain Bolt, people like, you know, the people that you're seeing
yeah.
today. And they can't teach you that.
No, they have no idea their body's even doing it.
Well,
that's
but
what's
the
so
bummer,
miraculous.
But the bummer is they're taught push off and knee drive. So guess how many sprinters get injured every year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Y'all look at history of running. Like, the reason that you don't see a runner on the start line is generally from an injury.
Right.
We keep injuring our own runners because we still yet haven't understood that there is not a push off. That your body has already traveled forward and you pull your foot. But for us lay people that are just not going to the Olympics, I just want to run and my knees don't hurt. You also want to practice standing with your knees bent. And this is amazing, guys. First thing I teach people is how to stand. Before you can run, people say to me, first you have to walk. I'm like, absolutely not. You toddle, you run before you walk. Y'all know that? If you have a little kid, they
yeah.
toddle. They toddle before they walk. You need to run before you walk. I'm not kidding. Because you need to learn how to run because it's the most natural way to use gravity. And
yeah.
what happens is we lose that ability. And part of it is every time you straighten your knees, I don't think you know this, but when you lock your knees, even when you're standing still, you're resisting movement. And you're basically continuing to tell your body, I don't want to move, I don't want to move, because you're resisting. You don't even realize it. And then as soon as you start to bend your knees, even just in standing and walking, you're like, I want to move more. I mean, it sounds kind of silly, but it's actually true. Think about
right.
it. They make soldiers stand with their knees locked at attention. Like, it's not pleasant. Oh. It's a horrible
right.
thing. So think about that. Your knees really don't want to be like that. They don't want to be
yeah.
locked. They don't want to be pressed.
And
on.
A little side note, if you've ever seen a speaker pass out when they're giving a speech, it's because they've locked their knees. You will literally, like, if you lock your knees, you will pass out. I used to actually do public speaking and stuff like that. And I had to consciously keep, you have to keep your knees bent because the, it just won't. Anyway, that's well, a deviation. No,
Caroline, exactly. And then you just said it. I had to consciously think about it.
Yeah.
This is, guys, what we do. This is what Runner X is about. I work with you on standing, on walking, on running, on body weight movements like squats, things that you think, and this is perception. I think my knees are bent. I think I stand a certain way. No, you don't. I'll show you. You know, right. And it's not, and by the way, this is the best part. It's not judgment. It's correcting. And when you start to help someone and you help them help themselves, don't you, everybody that's listening right now, why would you not want to feel good when you run, right? Like, we want you to feel good. And part of it, you got to bend your knees. And then you can do silly things. Like, if you're standing next to your friend and their legs are locked, say, hey, buddy, bend your knees. I just laugh. I play pickleball now. I don't even know these people. They're new people I'm meeting on the court. And I have been giving just this week lessons on how to stand, how to bend your knees. They're all hurting themselves. The injuries are insane. And they're all from the same. It's, and then people will say, oh, pickleball hurts your knees. I'm like, no, it doesn't. Locking your knees hurts your knees. So anyway, Caroline and I laugh because if you ever come to a clinic or you get on the Zoom, the best part is you're going to get that reminder, bend your knees, lift, bend your knees, lift. And when you, by the time you leave, it's like, you feel like,
you start seeing it everywhere too. You start feeling it. Yeah. So guys, if you've been listening to us for a while, and we've had this happen where, because we put this on all our channels, we put it on YouTube and so forth, and people say, God, I can't visualize. Go to our YouTube channel. We have deep dives where we take some of these concepts that she's talking about, and she'll spend more than just this 10 or 15 minutes. She might spend 15, 20 minutes. And we have some Ask Me Anythings that I've gone through and kind of segmented out where you can actually search a topic and find different ideas. We're also adding an app, and that app will have some of the YouTube stuff, some of the stuff that's, we've been just, you know, we've been together now 5 years. She's been teaching for 35 years. These concepts where it's what started the podcast. We would just be talking over coffee and she'd bring up a concept that I would have an aha moment about. So to give you guys that same opportunity, we're creating a little mobile app that will have mostly free content, but you'll also be able to, if you choose to join the membership through the app, you'll be able to do different challenges with us maybe. And there'll be like low end challenges like $7 and you get 30 days of strength training or something like that. But you'll be able to see this stuff in a focused environment where you don't have ads coming through. You don't have other stuff distracting you. You can even put it up onto your TV. You'll be able to screencast it, which is really cool if that's how you like to do these things. But the idea was to get more people understanding what she's talking about, being able to actually like go in if there's a topic maybe on the podcast that we really wanted to do a deep dive about. I might put that into the application as well as a topic like bending your knees. And it might be a whole series of drills on how to bend your knees or where your foot strike is and all that other things that we kind of take for granted. And so I hope if you haven't already that you like and subscribe to our channels. You go to our Instagram, our Facebook, YouTube, podcasts, and now eventually our app, and you become part of our community. Because really, guys, that's what it's about. It's, yes, we're a business. Yes, we do try to help people, and we would like for you to pay for the time and energy. But at the same time, if I can help you, if Valerie can give you some input, and it helps you run enjoy running, and you never pay us a dime, I still smile and I get verklempt when we get people telling us that. When we get people saying, you know, I know I never joined you, or I'm in another country, I couldn't come to a clinic, and so I just watched your videos on my time. We've had this happen, and they'll post their success story to us or send us a DM. It seriously like makes us just so overjoyed. So please let let you be our next success story. Let us help you and get into the app. There'll be a lot of free content. Get onto our channels and ask us questions. And let this be the summer that you learn to run pain-free. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.